This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And we begin this hour in the Gulf of Mexico, where there was both good news and bad news today. The good first: BP announced that it has plugged one of three leaks spewing oil into the Gulf. The bad news: it's had little effect, with more than 200,000 gallons of oil still spilling into the water every day. NPR's Larry Abramson is in southern Louisiana and has this report.
BP said it was able to install a valve on one of the three leak sites and shut it off. That doesn't slow the flow of oil, which continues to surge out of the other two holes, but it will make it easier to place a containment structure over the source of the spill. BP said it has completed construction of a cofferdam, a 157,000-pound steel case that will be sent out to the site by ship. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar inspected the site by helicopter and told reporters how this strategy is supposed to work.
So there are now only two areas where the cofferdams that are being prepared will be focused on in terms of containment. So it essentially limits the need for the containment effort that BP is undertaking.
That cofferdam will be placed on top of the leak so the oil can then be pumped out onto waiting vessels. Salazar said federal officials have inspected 30 Gulf oil rigs to look for problems that could lead to another spill.
You know, most of the inspections have been completed and no significant problems have been identified.
Salazar and other officials have said there are no indications that significant amounts of oil are coming ashore, but they continue to check. Some satellite images indicate signs of oil near the mouth of the Mississippi River. At the Port of New Orleans, they've been worried that ships covered in oil might pollute the Mississippi River. Spokesman Chris Benura says the Coast Guard is inspecting ships at sea before they enter the mouth of the river.
And what they've done is they've established a couple of cleaning stations. And what the Coast Guard's going to be watching is if a ship is going through an oil sheen, is it then transferring that sheen into clean water?
So far, no ships have required cleaning. Like many of the other precautions taken here, this one has proven unnecessary for now. Larry Abramson, NPR News, on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana.